Hey, I saw your light on. Do you mind if I interrupt your bedtime reading? Yeah, I had a rough day. I could use some company for a while. Are we too old for slumber parties? No, I'm not going to start a pillow fight. Besides, that wasn't me, it was Miranda. Yes, it was. That's why I never invited her again after that. My mom was so pissed about that broken lamp. It's so good to be with you again. I mean, after high school, people go their own ways, right? So I didn't feel too bad then not having you around. I expected it. I mean, I missed you. Of course I missed you. But it was okay, too. Everyone was in the same boat those first few days of college, trying to make new friends because all their old ones were scattered everywhere else. It was easy then. But now? Yeah, I guess that's what's really bothering me. The job, it's fine. It's not what I thought I'd be doing exactly. I guess it's taking me a little longer to find my footing than I thought it would. But that's what happens when you pack up your whole life and move across the country. New city, new job, new friends, right? Only the new friends thing, it isn't happening. No, really, I don't want you to do that. I don't want your friends to feel like they're obligated to like me because we've known each other since we were 8. They're yours, not mine. I mean, maybe. Once I have a few of my own, we could all go out or something, and wouldn't be so awkward. But I'd hate to meet them all and feel left out. Or worse, like they were just humoring me for your sake. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound ungrateful. You've done so much for me. Sometimes I still can't believe how lucky I am that the stars aligned like this. I mean, the job offer, and here you are in the same city, and you were willing to take me in with hardly any notice at all. I don't know what I would have done without you. After everything I've been through this past year, to find out you were still here for me, even after so long? Yeah. Yeah, I miss him. Sometimes I still wake up expecting him to be there beside me. I just never thought it would end like that, you know? I was living in a fog for a while afterward. I hardly even remember those first few weeks. And then it's like I woke up from a bad dream and looked around. My life was completely different. I lost the friends we'd made together all at once. None of them felt right being friends with just me, and I didn't like to be reminded. The friends I'd had before, well, everyone says you lose a friend or two every time you start a new relationship, right? I guess I didn't realize that I didn't have any more left until I needed them and they weren't there. Which is why it's so amazing to me that you are. Can we go out tomorrow and do something silly and fun and forget all the serious stuff for a while? See a stupid movie and spend the whole time poking at the plot holes and making fun of the cheesy lines like we did in high school? Or maybe go to the zoo. I love zoos, and I haven't been to the one here yet. That would be fun. Clothes shopping? Oh, of course you would say that. New city, new job, new wardrobe. Yeah, I get it. Dress up always was your favorite game, and now I guess you want me to be your doll for a while. Fine, shopping it is. You can drag me downtown and introduce me to all your favorite places, as long as you promise me the biggest, coldest, creamiest frozen latte when we're done. If you're gonna make me try on clothes all day, I demand something incredibly unhealthy as a reward. Like, has more calories than I should eat all day unhealthy. Deal? Deal. Okay. With that settled, I feel a little better. Yeah, I do. But, do you mind if I stay here with you tonight? I'm sorry if that's weird. I just miss having someone else close by. And I don't think I've outgrown slumber parties after all. No. No, it won't bother me if you keep reading. I'll just curl up on this side and go to sleep. Thanks. You really are the best friend I've ever had.